Everyone, I'd like to call this February 27th regular Opelika City Council meeting to order. I'd like you all to please rise. I have a short private invocation and prayer for the wisdom of this council and the direction of this city. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and I will report that all council members are present. And 1.5 is our citizen input. This is where any citizen has an opportunity to address the city council for up to 5 minutes. Is there anyone present who would like to address the city council? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move to item 2, the approval of our agenda tonight.
Make the motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Mark. Corey? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is our consent agenda. I entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
I'll second.
Thank you, Larry and Gina. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to the current business portion of our meeting, and tonight we are joined by Bianca Mendoza, who is the manager of the Othello Chamber of Commerce, and Spencer, you have some information you want to present to us.
Yeah, thank you. In late 2015, we brought some discussion to the council about funding through the Chamber of Commerce a branding project. It was a whole branding project. The dollars that we were talking about were $15,000 from our tourism fund, and that's an allowable expense of the tourism fund because it's something that's intended to put people at our city, and that's what tourism dollars are for. At that time in 2015, it was so new and we weren't quite sure what we were going to do, if this is the route we were going to take. We didn't put it in the 2015 budget, which it wouldn't have mattered at that point anyway because we wouldn't have spent any money in 2015. 2016, the year kind of came and went, we didn't work that money into that budget that year either because we didn't quite know where the project was and if it made more sense to put it in the 16 budget or 17 budget. So here tonight, Bianca is visiting from the chamber to give an update on the project, give an excerpt of the branding presentation that they presented at the chamber banquet last Friday night. Then we have a contract that council can approve that would allow the city to give the chamber $15,000 of tourism dollars. And the contract is just like the contracts that we use for any of our other organizations that are receiving tourism dollars, the Rod and Gun Club and the City Classic Cars. We sign a contract with them that says you're receiving these dollars and these dollars can only be used for XYZ. As allowed in state law. So with that, we have Bianca here, and you can take it away.
Thank you. So my name is Bianca Mendoza, and I'm the chamber manager, and I'm just going to give you a quick update on the branding process that was started in November. And so the branding process consisted of having several roundtables meet, and that included inviting several community members to come give their input on the brand. So these roundtables were, one of them was youth, the other was leadership, then merchant, tourism, and I can't remember the last one, but all of these groups came to give their input on what Othello meant to them. And so using that information, Trip came up with a brand for Othello. And so I'm going to just quickly go through the branding presentation. This was presented on Friday, and so I don't want to go over the whole thing because I know that several of the members were there. Okay, so this is just some of the what was already in Othello, and Trip took some of the logos that have been used already and got some ideas from them. So these are the colors that Trip used for the this was the palette. So if, as you can see, there are earthy colors, orange, kind of a tan, brown, green, and gray.
That's not really the colors either.
Yeah, it's kind of off a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they're a little bit brighter. You can see that. Like the red on the end.
Yeah, that's the color.
Yeah. I will explain this later, but this tourism guide shows the colors a lot better than what is shown on the screen. So that orange, that first color, is like this kind of orange. Okay.
It's weird.
So these are the typefaces that Trip used. We have a primary typeface, which is going to be used primarily, then a secondary typeface, which is a little bit more contemporary and gives references to the outdoors. And then the last one is not shown on their right. It's a little bit different than that, but that one's a little bit more fun, and it's more of a handwritten typeface, so it's a little more personal. So that Othello, Washington, is the main part of the brand. He believes that it was a good idea to have it bold and capitalized.
And it's arched.
And it's arched, yes. So at the bottom, it's kind of arched a little bit, and it gives reference to the land here. So this was a picture that he took that he used as graphic inspiration for the logo. It's a picture of the sunset over by the railroad tracks, and it's not very good. The colors are on here aren't very good, but that's one of the pictures that he took. So he took all this information that he received from the roundtables, and he put together a brand statement that he believed reflected what it meant to live in Othello. And he started off with, from the very beginning, the ancient movement. So he went as far back as like the Ice Age floods and how the land was created. And then he included today. So people come here and looking for work and to prosper. So I'm not going to read it. It's kind of long, but this was the branding statement, and he left right at the top of the first sentence here. It's, "We are the heart of the Columbia Basin, a bountiful place that produces every imaginable crop." So he made sure to not leave that out, because we had a lot of people in the community worried about that. So this is our brand, our logo. The orange rays come from the picture that he took. And you can see the typeface that I was talking about, the third typeface, a lot better here than what was shown earlier. And we made it clear that we wanted it to be translatable to Spanish. So he also translated it in Spanish. So it's Tierra Abundante, Vida Generosa, and there's a grammar error in there, which he fixed already. So that is our brand. He gave us some marketing options. And he gave us the tools that we need so that businesses can use this brand for different events and for their businesses as well. So he gave us everything and all the colors that he provided. These were the shirts that were printed and were available at the banquet on Friday. And we already have them at the chamber. And like I said, Patty's Secondhand Store is also selling them, and Desert Rose Designs is also interested in having these in her store so she can sell. Some hats and totes. Is that the end? Okay, so that's the end of the presentation.
Actually, it's not the end. It just hangs up on that slide, so keep messing up. Go forward.
Oh, okay, so this was, this is what he gave us for some ideas. These are some ideas for wayfinding signs for Othello, and we don't have very many wayfinding signs here in Othello, though these would be a really good idea to implement into this.
Yeah, the one on the bottom would be like a, probably interest to our city, you know, using our brand. It needs to be updated anyway, especially the one coming in up the hill first. So, or, yeah.
Yeah.
So that would call the monument sign number our code. And is that what you envision for the gateway site?
Yeah.
He also gave us an idea of painting our water towers over at Lions Park.
You did it now, Spence. You should have just clicked on
it. I would just close it.
Continue slideshow.
I'm
getting done. We're out of session this morning.
Okay. So there's the brand on the large water tower, and he also gave us the idea of painting it with red stripes so that it would match our current water tower.
Well, red. That just looked. Oh no, that would be orange.
It would be orange, yeah, would to be. Match yeah. The brand.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Halloween.
Well, the one with the stripes was just sort of a maybe, just to match the other one, but
I like it. I do.
But I like the stripes. Would look right with red. It wouldn't look right with red.
No, it would have to be orange.
It's got
to
match the.
Yeah. I really right. Like
or at least one of the other colors on the logo.
But I like that, what do they call it, picket rail?
Yeah.
I like that.
I really like it because it kind of mixes the old with the new, takes what we already have and kind of upgrades it a little bit.
There was a lot of people that were going, ooh, you know, when you clicked to that okay. The other night.
So those tanks are going to be off-white, or is that just a picture?
No, it's bright white.
I think it was just the picture.
Just a picture.
And
the sun.
Yeah.
He also gave us the option, to have logos created for different events. This was one of them that we chose for the 4th of July. So there's hints of our brand in there, but it's also its own. It's a brand on its own. We've had brand or logos made for. The farmer's market, for the old hotel, let's see, for the beautification, asked for logos to be made for them. Amy from Parks and Rec asked for the city pool logo and also for the softball and baseball logo. So he gives us the option to have these logos made so that businesses can, so we look unified in the city.
Scroll through, you see some examples.
Yeah. This is just, he shows how we can use the tagline and kind of play with it. So, abundant outdoors, bountiful views. Abundant commitment, bountiful outcome. Abundant history, bountiful story. Abundant opportunities, bountiful business. Abundant choices, bountiful connections. Abundant foundations, bountiful successes. And abundant faith. So that is our logo. This one is not, this was one of the versions that we did not choose. It was either it was this one or the one with just orange rays, which we thought that one looked a little bit better, so we chose that one. So that is the branding presentation that he presented us in November. What we've done with the brand so far is, well, like I said, we presented this on Friday and revealed, you know, the shirts, the totes, the hats, and also let businesses know that they can use this toolkit to create their logos or use for their businesses. Another thing is, the Chamber has been working on a tourism guide for Othello, which is this. This is just a sample. But in November, we realized that Othello didn't have something like this, and it's really important to have this especially for tourists. So what this is going to have in it is a list of all events that happen in Othello, places to shop, things to do, and also a list of service organizations. I don't know if you guys want to take a look at this, but that's just a sample. We had those at our banquet on Friday. So I think that's it.
Yeah, with that, we can.
Just a couple of additions. I sort of did some research on how much we get a good bang for our buck, and some cities are spending in excess of, you know, $90,000, $100,000 on, and not getting nearly the product I think we got. Triple sat here a couple of times, really let us see. I was on the phone with him several times. I think you were on the phone with him several times as well, you know, nailing things down, and then he provided us with this, all kinds of tools. So we got a pretty good deal, I think, for our money.
What was the cost?
$15,000, I think. Was
I think it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it's a little more. It's going to be
about 18 or 19.
Yeah, it's still less than 20. And I was looking at other cities spending $95,000, $100,000.
I think Moses Lake was like 130.
Yeah, something
that.
Yeah. So we've got a really good basis to go on at this point. A lot of tools. We got access to all these tools as well.
Julie with ACDC is starting this branding process for Ritzville as well, and so I'll be kind of helping her with that too.
Thank you, Bianca.
Then we have a contract for your review and approval, a contract between the city and the chamber that would allow the city to give $15,000 of tourism dollars to the chamber. And this would be separate from the chamber's regular tourism award. This would be something off to the side.
So what's that? In the tourism fund allocation, we have a set of allocation of funds. They've been made for this year. So this is for 2016.
So the $38,000 is the reserve that's in there.
Yeah, so this is.
That's the reserve fund?
Yeah, that is the reserve.
This is our ending fund balance. Normally, you like to keep it around $40,000. This year, we dipped into that a little bit. In years past, that $40,000 benchmark for kind of verbal council decision has wanted to use or leave that as a reserve so you can take advantage of other things as they come up.
Like this.
Like this. So if we did that.
Okay. You answered the question. We're not shorting anyone else.
No.
It's already been paid.
That's already.
This is a reserve fund.
Those are already
good.
Yeah.
All right.
Council?
Can I just ask you a question? The toolkit that you're talking about, that business can use, are they being charged for, or is that provided to the business free charge?
No, it's not.
The service to the chamber, that's, you know.
For being a member.
Yep.
Okay. I got one for you. So in the, we wrote a check to the chamber That was just...
So tonight we have a check in the payables, it's $9,035 and a few cents there. That's part of this, and I was holding that until this was approved. And if it is approved, then it'll go out tomorrow.
If it's not?
Then I can't send it out. I don't have that authority.
We all know that. Okay, council?
I'd like to make a motion to approve this contract between the city and the fellow Chamber of Commerce for tourism dollars.
Thank you. Gina, Angel, any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Bianca.
Thank you very much.
So now we're going to move on to item 4.2, Knoll Communication Variance Request.
So I'm sorry I don't see anyone from Knoll Communication here tonight, but tonight's the opportunity to do an introduction. I'm sorry we didn't do the full public notification for this, and your staff report does say that I will be requesting a motion, but we don't actually have to do a motion tonight because it wasn't advertised. I keep getting messed up with these because the utility requirements is in the building title, and it's not part of the zoning or the subdivision title. So I don't typically think of variances as requiring public notice because they're not part of typical code I deal with. So, but tonight, can you go to the maps, the attachment?
So would there, just question real quick right off the bat, would there be any legal ramifications if we voted on this and denied it without any public notice?
Yeah, there could be. If somebody wanted to challenge it, they could easily challenge it on procedural grounds. Under the Othello Municipal Code, we've identified this under Title 14, Chapter 56 as a variance request, and so that's a Type 3 quasi-judicial application, which requires a public hearing and 10 days public notice prior to the hearing. Usually on a building permit, if you're going to have an exception, you know, an exception to a building code requirement, that'd probably be a Type 1 application, but we've identified it as a variance, so we need to follow that procedure unless and until that provision of the Title 14 is changed.
Okay, so then with regard to our comments to this submitted variance request, do we need to refrain from being for or against it? Do we respond with questions about information, and then we'll make up our mind at a subsequent meeting and public hearing?
That is correct. Nobody would make a decision tonight. There would be nothing put before the council for action. It's an informational item for Travis to give to the council, and if there's additional information that you would like to see in order to make a decision, this would be a good opportunity to let Travis know that.
Thank you. Okay, proceed, Travis.
And really, I should have brought this to you at your work session at the first of the month or next Monday, which is your next work session, so I apologize for that.
you have us all here.
And part of the reason why I threw it on it is because you had such a short agenda, so I figured. So what you have in front of you right now is a aerial photo from the Knoll Communication submittal packet. And this is the wellhead at the south end of 7th Avenue. Here's the highway. The blue line represents the section line, 7th Avenue. So this is Columbia, and Dell's and Burger King is down at the end of the street off here to the west. This is this empty lot here is the Guadalupe Haven development that just went in. This is the alignment for Columbia Street that is going in, and CBHA is in this location right here. The reason why we're here tonight is because Columbia Basin Health Authority has asked for a redundant fiber optic service to their site. So there's currently fiber optic that's provided by CenturyLink that comes down 14th. In the culverts or in the conduit that was included in 14th Avenue, so it comes down to their site and enters here. But if there's any ever service interruptions, they would like to have it come from a different direction. So Knoll Communication has fiber optic in 7th Avenue, What they would like to do is they would like to run it using the existing above-ground lines that are in the DOT right-of-way down to 14th, at which time it would dive down into the ground and use the conduit that were installed in 14th Avenue. That way, it would come up to the CBHA site, and they kind of have their north-south two directions in case there's an emergency. And when they submitted this, they came in and talked to me the next day, and I said, you know what, I won't be able to support this, A, because we talked about this before, we want everything underground whenever possible, and this is possible. And with the Columbia Street going through, they're actually going to have it torn up and be putting in utilities and the water, the sewer, and the stormwater. You may as well just put it in that alignment. And they were like, really? We didn't know if that existed. How long will it take? They're a little worried about the timing between getting it in the ground before CBHA opens. But we do know that CBHA will have their primary service will already be available. And assuming that we can get it done in time, that they will have their redundant one should be there pretty quick. Theoretically, our fallback position could always be that they could install the second one above, and then when CBHA is in construction, they could install it again and then go back and take it down from where they installed it in the temporary version. I'm assuming that that's not what they're going to want to do, because it means they have to put up twice. They have to put it up, then trench, and then take it down. So that'll double or triple their cost, I'm assuming, so they're not going to be interested in that. But they seem pretty excited about the idea that, oh, it's just a gravel or a dirt field that they can, can locate and do their digging. They were assuming that eventually undergrounding in the city of Othello was always going to involve boring, which is much more expensive. So they seemed pretty excited about the opportunity that we would have right-of-way and easement for them. And so I want to hope that's why they're not here tonight, because they have a better option. But we better check and make sure and have them here for our next hearing on this. Yes.
So the next meeting is going to be a workshop, and then the following meeting is about the only time you can call a public hearing?
Yeah, so when I was talking to Travis about this, I think the target date would be the 13th for the hearing. That would give, then of course Travis could work on the public notice, which I believe the paper goes out on this Thursday, the 2nd, is that correct? Well, then 10 days notice, it would have to go on to the next council meeting, the 27th. To meet the 10 days. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just so I'm clear, it's a redundant line. So if the first line fails, they have another avenue to go. Why are we going with two separate carriers?
That's a decision for them. And I'm suspecting it's because none of the carriers have redundant systems. Everybody has one fiber optic line, and it's also a different part of the city.
Why would Noel want to expense that line to CBHA and not get any service?
They probably have to pay for a fee for having it on as a backup.
Yeah. And also, I steered them to go talk to Pete Olson about this development down here, because this line will go through his development, so they might be able to pick up some customers there. Plus, this end, the Garza LLC is commercially zoned, and then the Michaels property here and the Hampton property here are also all commercially zoned. So I was trying to upsell them on, oh, well, you know, you put it in for one reason, but I'm going to try and line up some other customers for you right away. So they...
If you visit with them a little bit more, kind of let them know that that's going to happen, might not even have to be a hearing on it. They may not need the variance.
Yeah.
But the only thing I'm thinking in my mind is you got two different competitors going to the same location. Somebody's looking to see who they can shop to, you know, to get the best price available. And I don't, you know, we've done this variance thing once, and we've said that we weren't going to do it again. And this is not a necessity.
Yeah.
So I know I can't say whether I'm for it or against it, but I'm just telling you that.
My conversation with them even went a step farther, and the argument that was brought up last time is, if we allow one carrier to go above ground and the other has to go below ground, then there's unfair advantage for the one that gets to go above ground and doesn't incur those costs. But I didn't get very much traction with that argument in this case, because the conduit in 14th Avenue was put in as part of our project, so in a sense, it's kind of just as cheap for both competitors in this case, so there's no real competitive advantage. But I flat out said I would not support the variance simply because I know that's the policy that you guys want implemented. So, pretty easy.
Okay. That is pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Travis.
No action tonight.
Thank you, too, Kelly.
Nathan.
Is there any, we'll go to item five, is there any unfinished business tonight? Item six, is there any new business tonight? Larry, did you have something?
I did have, matter of fact, it happened today on this branding. Had a lady call me, there was a beautification, and down, so she told me two areas, one for here on Main Street, and the other was down on First Street, down by Napa. We have the city has a sign now, right now, welcome to Othello and all that good stuff, and it's pretty ugly. And she asked if I couldn't maybe talk about putting our new brand. The last time it was painted, and she mentioned somebody that painted the sign, beautification picked it up. It was like $500. And she thought that would be a very nice sign put there with our new brand, and I said that I would bring it up and we'd talk about it and kind of go from there.
I think we need to get some pricing, don't you? Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who would that come from, the beautification or from someone in our organization with the city on the pricing?
We can try and get some pricing through our connections. Okay. You know, and I'll get Terry to look at it, because we're going to price that water tower also. If that's something you guys want to pursue,
yep,
also.
Sure.
Yep. There's that signage up there and that. And try and get some pricing both. What's that?
With stripes.
With stripes, okay. Surprise, but pleasantly so.
Yeah.
It's good. So.
We could even vinyl that sign over there by Napa, couldn't we? And tie it off?
I don't
know for sure.
No.
Matter of fact, I
told her to see how it's situated.
I picked up and drive down there. I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah, it's. You know, it's there.
You it's notice, there.
It's once there. You notice it, it's like, really?
Yeah,
so,
really.
Yeah, we can. If you guys got suggestions on what kind of material and stuff, go ahead and fire my way. You know, if whatever, come by, stop by and see me. We'll start looking at what that's going to cost for both the water tower and for the signage.
Thank you.
We want to just look at the signs there, or do we want to look at it at the other quarter entrance on Main? As well for different signs. I mean, just as long as we're looking, we'll see how much we can.
Is the one on Main up there where they did the beautification lighting?
Mm-hmm.
Is that sign lit?
There's one by Shucks down by Taco Bell. Is it Shucks? First auto parts store.
In AutoZone.
Yeah, it's an old wooden sign. Basically, it looks exactly like the sign for Pasco.
Oh, yeah.
It was by the same people. It's identical, but it's an old one sign, and it's peeling, and it's in pretty bad shape, too.
It looks like that, so we'll see if we get a price and come back to council.
To the two gateways, you know, off of Cunningham, and then the one off of First, if we could light them, or even backlight them, put a light inside of them, and then have a plexiglass face so that it shine through. Those are really cool.
And it looks good.
Yeah. Well, we have a template to work with. We can give that to a sign company and to come up with.
Thank you.
But not on Broadway.
Not on Broadway.
Are you going to just one on Broadway? The other town of White?
Well,
I don't know who did it, but they carved that tree out and made the
abundant, abundant thing on the other one.
That's kind of neat coming in the town.
That's
also another interest in the town.
It is, it's on another highway.
We're going to price for one and tell them we're getting three or four. And see what they say. It won't be cheap to get.
Well, once we know the price of one, then we can calculate how many of them we want to do.
Well, they may give us a price break if we say, hey, we want more than one. And they have to manufacture it, something, especially if it's out of some material other than wood, something we have to put together. Well, thank you.
Any other new business? Okay. Item 7 is council will also receive the following the department head reports. And having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:06 p.m.